It's just before the big game. It's just before the big battle. It's just before some huge event where everything is on the line. And the coach, or the general, or the leader, or the little kid gets up before the crowd and says, "All you gotta do is believe. Believe in yourselves. You can win the game. You can take the battle. You can complete whatever it is that you have to do. All you gotta do is believe. Believe in your hearts that you're capable of it. It doesn't matter that everything is riding on it. That's not what the important part is. The important part is, what are you about? What do you in your own heart believe is going to happen? And what do you believe that you are capable of?" How many times have we seen that in the movies? How many times have we read that in our stories? And how many times at the end of the battle or at the end of the game or at the end of the event do those who believe win? Depends upon the author, frankly. But the truth is that it is about believing. The moment that Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden, God's plan went into effect and unfolded through the millennia to the moment in time in history when God made man, intervened, was here on this earth. We believe that that's what happened. We believe, like Mary and Elizabeth, that what was going on in their wombs was going to change their universe, was going to change the universe that came after them. They believe that with every fiber of their being. And throughout this Advent, we have been asked to prepare ourselves to believe that what's going to happen again is the celebration for us of the birth of an infant in our history, in our world, in our lives, that will change how we are, who we are, how we interact, how we live our lives. We believe that the Son of Man came as an infant amid miracles and signs and wonders and angels dancing, singing, shepherds, believing. It's a difficult thing to do in these days. We are challenged on every side because a lot of the institutions that we believed in have been shaken. I will offer to you that in my world, in my life, in my trust, I believe. I believe that God will win the day, that good will win the day. I trust that. I trust that the Holy Spirit is firmly in control of the church. And that as things unfold and we continue to be stunned and shaken and shattered, that the truth is that God is present in our lives, that God, Jesus Christ, is present in the sacraments, in the scripture, in the holy readings that we spend time studying, looking for truth. We believe in the life that Jesus led, the miracles that he shared with us, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, raising the dead. We believe that in the moment in the garden when he said, "Your will, Father, and not mine," and then walked to the cross and died for us, we believe that he did that of his own free will because he loved us so much. We believe that the Father loved the Son so much that he rose him from the dead in a moment of his resurrection when he outshone 1,000 suns. Can you imagine that? And it's all tied together. This moment that we're expecting of the birth doesn't mean anything unless you look down the road and see that resurrection moment. We believe. And so we lead our lives in that belief. We come to the sacraments. We pray. We study Scripture. We ask questions. We hold fast in our doubt. Because we believe. That's the bottom line. That's what this is all about. So in a couple of days, we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We believe that happened. We hope it happened. And we believe that it did. So as we move into these final moments of Advent, stop for a moment and think about, what is it that I believe? And how firmly do I believe it? And what can I do to strengthen that in the coming year? How can I be more engaged? How can I be more positive and hopeful and believing of the sacrament and the sacrifice and the church that brings us here as a community of faith? Those are the questions that we should be asking. Do I believe? How strong is my belief? And what can I do to nurture it and keep it strong?